Bhakti Yoga, the actual result is not so important. We try our best. Krishna just wants to see how determined we are to try to serve him. That's all he cares about. So I very much appreciate that you surrendered. Therefore, I will give you blessings. Thank you for surrendering. My favorite illustration of this, Jatayu. Sita even told Jatayu, no, don't fight Ravan because he's going to kill you. But Jatayu didn't care. He wanted to render service. Actually, Jatayu was friends of Dasarath. And even though Sita warned him that you will be slain, Jatayu still fought as valiantly as he could. Ravana did chop off his wing. But Jatayu got the full result. Why? Because just as he was dying, who was there? Ram. And how did Jatayu give up his life? In the lap. And what was he chanting? Ram. And we all know from Bhagavad Gita, whatever state of being you are at the time of death, that determines. Could there be a better way for Jatayu to give up his life? We all have to give up our life at some point. Like Bhishma, how did he give up? Looking at Krishna. Jatayu, right there. Krishna was at Bhishma's feet, but Jatayu was in Ram's lap. My God, such a glorious way to go. So that's what's so nice. In the material world, you have to do the completion of the activity. You can't go to your boss and say, well, I tried. The boss doesn't care about that. He wants the results. Did you close the deal? Did you do the work? The boss has no conception of bhakti. The boss wants the results. But God is not like that. He wants to see your full, sincere effort. Therefore, everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Now, if you guys are going to be talking and fooling around, don't do that. Okay? We're still in class, serious, okay? And if you're going to talk, then you should separate and be in a different island. Because I have a feeling the four of you together does not bode well. The temptation is going to be too great. No offense. All right, everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
What chapter are we on, boys? Boys, this is for the boys, or young men, excuse me. What is the name of the chapter? Right, very good. And what verse are we on? 26. Am I correct?
Yes.
Mukta sango nahang vadi. Driti utsaha samanvita. Sidya sidyor nivikara.
Karata
satvika uchyate. Mukta Sangha. Liberated from all material association. Like there's that famous verse, Mukta Sangha Param Vrijet, in the Bhagavatam. That famous verse that by Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya, simply by the Kirtan of Krishna, Mukta Sangha Param Vrijet. You cannot go back to the kingdom of God unless you are Mukta Sangha. You have to become free from all material association in order to go back to the kingdom of God. So this is important. Next word. Anaham Vadi. Without false ego. So, let's see. Rohan, give me some examples of false ego. Well, that's a very good one. Excellent. Anything else? Common examples. How everyone has false ego. Rohan. This is for Rohan. This is how I keep them out of trouble. What? What else? Give me some more examples.
That's the base. Everything else from that.
Very good. Thank you. This is how I'll keep you out of trouble. Keep asking you questions. Dritti. With determination. Utsaha. And great enthusiasm. So this utsaha, that's the first item Rupa Goswami gives for the six things that guarantee success in Krishna consciousness. First one is enthusiasm. You have to be enthusiastic to chant. You have to be enthusiastic to do kirtan. Am I right? You have to be enthusiastic if you want to do it nice. Even in your cricket, do you want a player that's like, or do you want somebody who's right? Enthusiasm is the key, material or spiritual. You want enthusiasm. Samanvita, qualified. How does one become qualified? Let's see, Govind. How do you become qualified? Govind? Don't look at the book, it's not there. Look at me. How does one become qualified? Think about it, materially or spiritual. How do you become qualified? Excellent. What does the spiritual master give you? What does he give you? Kamlesh?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. So the key to become qualified is training. That's how you become qualified. All of you who... Kamlesh, you have a degree, right?
Masters.
How did you get that? You got qualified because you learned and studied. Same with you. And I know in Kundan's office, he's got all those different things. He's qualified. Same way with Nihar. How is Nihar doing the tax thing? Because he became qualified, and it shows. He did this, he did. Rupal became CPA. You get qualified by getting training, especially even materially or spiritual. Yes, you answered right. Contacting a spiritual master, and the spiritual master gives you knowledge. He doesn't give you some dust. Okay, now you are qualified. I gave you dust. That's not how you become qualified. No, you have to be trained. That's what Prabhupada's temples were all about. He trained us. He trained us how to worship the deity, how to cook, how to wear the dhoti, how to wear the tilak, how to preach. We learned everything from Prabhupada. He trained us how to give class, how to study, how to do sankirtan, how to do kirtan. He trained us. So that's how you become qualified, by training. Next word, siddhi, imperfection. Asidyo, and failure. Nivikara, without change. Karta, worker. Sattvika, in the mode of goodness. Uchyate, is said to be. Please repeat. One who performs his duty without association with the modes of material nature, without false ego, with great determination and enthusiasm, and without wavering in success or failure, is said to be a worker in the mode of goodness. Purport. Now, let's see. Give the microphone to Mukund. Give the microphone to Mukund. Mukund, I want you to read the purport as if you were me. Can you do that?
Sure.
I want you to read the purport as if you were me.
A person in Krishna consciousness is always transcendental to the material modes of nature. He has no acceptance for the result
expectations.
Of the expectations for the results of the work entrusted to him, because he's above false ego and pride. Still, he is always enthusiastic till the completion of such work. He does not worry about the distress undertaken. He is always enthusiastic. He does not care for success or failure. He is equal in both distress and happiness. Such a worker is situated in the mode of goodness.
Not bad. Very good. Let's give him a nice entrust. Very good. So pride. Pride, right? Duryodhan, so prideful. Also Karna, also full of pride. Pride meaning I have so much talent, I have so much ability. But Bhagavad Gita teaches us who is the ability?
Krishna.
Krishna, right? In chapter 7, I am the ability in man. The person in false egos thinks, I did it. Yeah, I got, they go up for the awards. I got nobody to thank. It was all me. I did it. That's false ego and pride. Forgetting that, how did you get here? Many people were helping you along the way. Your parents, your teachers, your trainers, right? All of a sudden, now that you're big and famous, oh, I don't care about them. I did it on my own. The great Nirantara. No, that's pride and false ego. The intelligent thing is, I'm here, why? Because I followed the instructions of my spiritual master. I was trained. I became qualified. And I remember who took care of me when I was little. My parents. Not that, oh, who cared? No. You have to recognize how you got here. Gratitude, appreciation. That's a cultured human being. And then it says here, enthusiastic till the completion. He does not worry about the distress undertaken. Kamlesh, you have spent so much money and have spent hours and hours producing all the CDs and DVDs. Did you worry about the distress undertaken? No. You were enjoying it, right? If there was a problem, somehow or other, you figured it out. When we did the Bhagavad Gita DVD, there was something that we continued. Very good. He is always enthusiastic. He does not care for success or failure. So that is how to work in the mode of goodness. Do we want to work in the mode of goodness? That's right. Very good. Text 27. Ragi karma phala prepsyur. Lubdo himsatmako shuchi. Harsha shokan vitakarta. Rajasa parikirtitaha. Ragi.
Very much attached.
Karma phala.
The fruit of the work.
Prapes you,
desiring.
Lubdha,
greedy.
Himsa-atmaka,
always envious.
Ashuchi,
unclean.
Harsha-shoka-anvita, subject to joy and sorrow. Karta, such a worker. Rajasa, in the mode of passion. Parikirtataha, is declared. Please repeat. The worker who is attached to work.
The worker who is attached to work.
And the fruits of work.
And the fruits of work.
Desiring to enjoy those fruits.
Desiring to enjoy those fruits.
And who is greedy.
Who is greedy.
Always envious.
Always envious.
Impure.
Impure.
And moved by joy and sorrow.
And moved by joy and sorrow.
Is said to be in the mode of passion.
Is said to be in the mode of passion.
Again, my favorite, Duryodhana. Do you remember how he was once captured by the Pandavas and they released him? Remember that episode? Yudhishthira said, let him go. And what did Duryodhana decide? I'm going to give up my life. He decided that he was going to stay there. He told Dushasan and he told Karna, you guys go ahead, go back. I'm going to give up my life. He was moved by joy and sorrow. Right? But then what happened? The demons came and they showed him, no, no, no. You don't want to give up your life now. We have a big plan for you. When it comes time for the battle, all of us rakshasas and demons are going to enter even the body of Bhishma. And they're all going to act. And we are going to defeat the Pandavas. So Duryodhana became fired up. Yes! Let's go. So he came out of his so-called meditation, samadhi. He said, yes, now I'm ready. I'm fired up. But did it turn out that way? Who won the battle? The Pandavas, yes. All right, give the microphone to you. Yeah, you. Okay. Can you read the purport like Nirantara?
Yeah.
With the microphone by your mouth, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
A person is too much attached to a certain kind of work or to the result because he has too much attachment for materialism or hearth and home, wife and children. Such a person has no desire for higher elevation in life. He is simply concerned with making this world as materially comfortable as possible. He is generally very greedy, and he thinks that anything attained by him is permanent and never to be lost. Such a person is envious of others and prepared to do anything wrong for sense gratification. Therefore, such a person is unclean, and he does not care whether his earning is pure or impure. He is very happy in his work. He is very happy if his work is successful and very much distressed when his work is not successful. Such is the worker in the mode of passion.
Yes, very nice. You did that very well. Let's encourage him. Yes, very good. I was thinking of something while you were talking. I can't remember. Let's go on to text 28. Ayukta prakrita stabdha shato naishkritya kolasa vishadi dirga shutri cha karta tamasa uchyate ayukta, not referring to the scriptural injunctions, prakrita, materialistic. Stubdha, obstinate. Shatta, deceitful. Naishkritika, expert in insulting others. Alasa, lazy. Vishadi, morose. Dirgashutri, procrastinating. Cha, also. Karta, worker. Tamasa, in the mode of ignorance. Uchyate,
is said to be.
So give the microphone to Hiran. Lead us in the translation and purport, please.
Please repeat. The worker who is always engaged,
in work against the injunctions
of the scripture, who is materialistic, obstinate, cheating, and expert in insulting others, and who is lazy, always morose, and procrastinating, is said to be a worker in the mode of ignorance.
You know, all of you have such, I'm listening on the headphones, and all of you who spoke, you sound so good. I'm proud of my boys. Very proud of my boys. Parents, please bless your children. They are doing excellent. Can you continue?
Yes, Prabhu. Purport. In the scriptural injunctions, we find what sort of work should be performed and what sort of work should not be performed. Those who do not care for those injunctions engage in work not to be done, and such persons are generally materialistic. They work according to the modes of nature, not according to the injunctions of the scripture. Such workers are not very gentle, and generally they are always cunning and expert in insulting others.
Stop there for a second. So, not very gentle. We learned in chapter 5, Vidya Vinaya Sampane, the Brahman is supposed to be gentle, not rough and gruff. A Brahman is supposed to be gentle. Go on.
They are very lazy. Even though they have some duty, they do not do it properly, and they put it aside to be done later on.
You all know, what's it like trying to cram for exam the night before? That's no fun. Right, continue.
Therefore, they appear to be morose. They procrastinate anything which can be done in an hour. They drag on for years.
Go on.
Such workers are situated in the mode of ignorance.
Just like me, I spend all week preparing for my preaching on the weekend. Not that a couple of hours before, no. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm studying. I don't wait till Saturday morning. I do it all week long, so I'm fired up and ready to go. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Hare Hare.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
One more time.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
Okay, so where is Dr. Gamakar?
He's hiding himself here.
You usually have a question. We'll give you the last few minutes.
Yes,
what is your question? You always have. Come on.
With the mic.
Yeah, give him the mic.
Not today.
Don't tell me not today.
But who I don't think in the last half hour if he has any question because he just came.
No, he has questions all week. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know you have a question.
In general.
No question? Okay, wait. Give the mic now to Batuk. He has a question. You're disappointing me. Usually you have a question. Okay, give the mic to Batuk Ji.
Prabhu, the question I have is that when you work in the mode of goodness, you still do your duties, but is there a desire? Still there is a desire, even if it's love of God. It's not a fruitive, materialistic desire, but it's a spiritual desire.
Yes. Here's the thing. There's no question of being purely desireless. That's impossible.
That's what my question was.
Because you've heard me say many times, the soul by nature, that's what it does. So when in the Vedas the word desireless is used, the context is no selfish or material desire. There has to be desire, but it's not for your material body and it's not a selfish desire. And therefore, there is this nice verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Lord Chaitanya is using when he's preaching to Sanatan Goswami. Here's the Bengali. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atta Eva Shanti. You know this verse? Excellent. I am proud of my students. So, what's that? Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Ashanta. Because I learned this verse by listening to Prabhupada lectures. So Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna Bhakta, what does that mean? The devotee of Krishna. Nishkam, no desire, no lusty desire. Atta eva shanta, therefore, peace. Same thing that's described in Bhagavad Gita at the end of chapter 2. The same idea is there, without any desire. Meaning no material desire. No desire separate from Krishna. Desire has to be there because we're not dead song, dead stone. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami. The sense enjoyer, Bhukti. Mukti, even the person desiring liberation. And Siddhi, the one wanting mystic powers. Sakali Ashanta. So, again, in the Vedas, when you see this word desireless, it means no material desire. Desirelessness means to desire Krishna. Desire must be there.
Okay, and the next.
Next.
Can you give an example of devotion in goodness and devotion in transcendence?
Yes. When you do devotional service in the mode of goodness, you're doing it because you're supposed to do it. You're doing it whether you like to or not. It's your duty. You're doing it because it's the order of your spiritual master. That's mode of goodness. When you transcend, you do it because you really like to do it. You actually look forward to doing it. It's become spontaneous. You look forward. Oh, today I'm going to chant. Oh, fantastic. I can't wait. Today we're going to do kirtan. Today, like many temples, the deities, that dressing and bathing, different person has a different day. Not in many temples, especially big temples, you may get one day. This is your day to dress Rukmini Dwarkadish. So all week you have been thinking, like you all know Sri Lalita. Yeah. So Sri Lalita, she meditates. Today I'm going to dress because she does the little Radha Krishna deities in Los Angeles. And sometimes she'll tell me, do you see how the deities are looking? Look at Radharani's hand. What does she have? She's planning and thinking how I'm going to do this. With Kamlesh, he's planning right now as we speak, what's going to be the next DVD? Am I right? Huh? What did he say?
He was thinking
about in the class.
Yes. Exactly. Right? Me, I'm always thinking, what is the next, like tomorrow I have to do LA Temple, so I'm thinking, do I want to speak on this verse? Do I want to speak on this verse? What would be most appropriate? So when you come to that stage where you're doing it because you, not just because you have to do it.
So basically Raganuga stage?
Yes. Yes, the beginning of the Raganuga stage. You're not doing it simply because I have to. Now you have gone beyond that. You're doing it because you actually, like some devotees, their service, like even not just dressing the deity, but also in many big temples, cooking. Different devotee on every day. It's my day to cook today. Like when I was in Australia. So the devotee said, Tuesday, every Tuesday, I have to do the Rajbhog offering. That's the big offering. So many different preps have to be made. So they look forward. You know, so in many, in the neophyte stage, yes, you're doing it because this is what I'm supposed to do, rules and regulations. When you get purified, you do it. Now I really want to do this. I'm looking forward. Yes? Anything else?
Yes.
Good. Any other questions? Kamlesh? Shaker? Dr. Garmalkar? Okay. Wait. He raised his hand.
Get the question from him.
Go ahead. I will answer your question. Go ahead.
When the kid's son becomes 18.
What is he saying?
When your kids become age 18.
Yes.
He wants to show I'm not kid anymore, I'm adult. How do you handle it?
Okay. So, age 18, yes, that's a good sign. He wants to show some independence, some initiative. But there are two ways to demonstrate that. Does Krishna give us free will?
Yes.
Right? So where does this term Prabhupada comes up with? Misuse of independence or free will. So yes, he wants to be 18. He wants to be independent. So in America especially, what does that usually mean? Now I want to go out and do sinful activity because I'm 18. That's misuse of independence. But if he means, oh yes, now I'm 18, now I want to take on more responsibilities, that's fine. Let me contribute to the household. Let me take more responsibilities. Dad, I'm 18, now I will do this. I will clean. I will do the dishes. Now I will help out more. Huh. Is that what he's saying?
What about he does not want to listen to parents' instructions?
Very simple. Same thing my father said to me. In my house, you'll do what I say. You don't want to do what I say? There's the door. Right? It's your house. So even you see, last couple of years, there would always be the signboard. My house, my rules. If he doesn't want to abide by the laws of the father, hasta la pasta. Yes? Mina? Wait. Wait, I want to hear Meenakshi, then we'll deal with the... Give the microphone. Let's see how they're reacting on the internet.
Nanda Babu, as I grown up in India, even child is doing something wrong, still parents supports them, you know.
Doing something wrong and the parents supports them?
I mean, it's not like saying it, don't push them. They are still doing it. They are saying, don't do this. But parents in India, they don't throw out. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, the consequences is different too.
So what is your solution? You're going to let them do...
No. We should try. And if they don't want to listen, then up to them.
All right. What did you guys say? Hey, nobody asked for you to reveal yourself.
He already accepted it.
I don't think you have this problem.
No, I don't, but...
Uh-oh, I knew Kamlesh. Okay, here we go. Wait, purport by His Grace, Kamlesh Prabhu.
Yeah, this is a very important thing to understand because, you know, people don't really know it. See, when the children grow up, yeah, as soon as they leave house and go somewhere else, that has a big, big, very big influence on them. So up to age 18, they can be first-class devotees, but one day of wrong association outside the house can, you know, make the person fall down. So the parents, the best thing you can do, if you can, is to make sure that your children are educated nearby, so they live at home. That's the best thing you can do. If you send them away from home, then you're basically, you're saying to Maya, capture my children, and Maya will capture them.
This is quite a purport, because we all know there's a whole group that wants to go to Berkeley. Yeah. So are you saying no to Berkeley? Ooh. I'll be very honest with you. There's no way my blessings can override Kamlesh. You're done. So I can't bless you anymore. He's too powerful. Kamlesh's order is too powerful. Okay. Uh-oh. Okay, one at a time. Huh? Are you going to fight back?
Is this on? Okay. My question is, isn't there a way that we can establish where a parent's influence becomes overbearing? Because, or over-controlling? Because I could picture, if you want to make sure that your kids are devotees, then, if I want to make sure my kids are devotees, I can see so many kids, aspects of my kids' life that I can control, what clothes they wear, who they hang out with, but isn't that me overstepping my bound and letting my children, act independently?
When you become a parent...
No, listen. I'm not soliciting my parents.
You got to understand. You got to understand. When you become a parent, when you get to that stage, then you will know the answer to this question. Okay. Right now, it's impossible for you to understand. You have not had a child. You did not hold a baby in your arms. You did not blood, sweat, tears, anxiety, work, so much stress to get you to where you are now. Remember Lord Ram. The idea of Ram, so obedient to his father, that's the ideal. And you've heard me say for the past 20 years, what have I always told you? Obey your parents. Have I not said that?
Yes, you have.
Program after program after program. Yes. Okay? When you become a parent, then you'll understand. I speak from personal experience, because I did so many things before becoming a devotee. Then when I became a parent, then all of a sudden, now I understood why my parents did what they did. When I was your age, I didn't understand. I thought they were mean and cruel. Okay? But then when I became a parent, and then there's karma. So how I broke my parents' heart, I broke. My heart was broken. Tread lightly. Try as much as possible to obey. Try. 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 Microphone to our...
Tag. Somebody tag.
Okay, wait. Batukji. Wait. I want you in the mic because there's people on the internet. This is called Ishta Goshti.
Yes, Prabhu. I just heard their comments. So, see, their point of view may be different than ours. Sometimes if you discuss the things may be, it's very, you can adjust something. But if you are rigid, then sometime when these kids go out, now it's free, parents were asking me to do this, now I can do whatever I want to do. and they can be rebellious. You have to be very careful.
Okay, give the microphone to Krishna Kumar.
It's very interesting. Hare Krishna. I was only one son of my parents, so my mother was like very strict, you know. Don't drink chai, you have to drink Horlicks, Bournvita, and you know, come on time. 1980 October, when I left home and went to Allahabad, when on railway station, when like train started, my first thing was that have cigarette and tea. You know, because you know, I was so tight security at home. Don't do this, don't do that. No chai, only dudes, only Horlicks. What is that? And then when I came out, cigarette and chai within 5 minutes, you know, my parents say bye bye. So that's what, you know, so like, yes, don't be too strict.
Okay. Seems like there are different opinions on this. So, you put that on the table. So, we could go on till 10 o'clock. I think we'll end here. And you can discuss during prasadam.
Okay. Haribol.
Haribol. I would like, let's see, which of you young men want to lead the kirtan? Who has the most enthusiasm? Who has the most enthusiasm?
Hey, don't say anybody.
Nobody's enthusiastic to lead the kirtan?
Yeah, I'll step up.
Step up.